Now let's take a look at the hybrid deployment of Microsoft Azure Remote App. For IT, a hybrid deployment means that administrators can install fully customizable applications on the image and deploy them to users. They can also customize the operating system and settings. In addition, they can use the Azure portal to easily manage template images and apply updates. For users, this all adds up to access. With a hybrid deployment, users can access on-premises network data and resources through a secure VPN after logging on with corporate credentials federated with Azure Active Directory. Let's walk through the installation. Start by clicking New, App Services, and then Remote App. Select the option to Create with VPN. Name the collection, I'll use Hybrid Deploy, and finally click Create Remote App Service. So now the collection is being created. Once it's complete, I can click into it and start configuring the service. After the service is installed, four major steps need to be taken, as outlined on this quick start page. First, you link the remote app service's virtual network back to your corporate network. This enables the VPN so you can get secure access to data and resources. Next, link the remote app template image, which is the remote desktop services image that you create, install applications on, and upload. Then, just like in the cloud deployment, you publish remote app programs, configure user access, and send the remote desktop client URL to your clients so users can access the application. So let's see how to link the remote app virtual network. The wizard makes it easy. Start by clicking Create a new remote app virtual network, giving it a name, and selecting a location. Let's make it the West US. Now enter a virtual network address space and the local network address space. Click Continue. Enter the DNS server, select the VPN, and then click Complete. And with that, you've just created a remote app virtual network. Notice here that you can download a configuration script specific to your VPN device. You can select a vendor, a platform, and the operating system. And then download the script to run. Next, you click Get Key to get a shared key for secure communication. And then you can copy the shared key and save on your VPN device to enable secure communications. Remember to save this information locally. Now it's time to add a domain name and local domain information. This lets the server running the remote desktop session host in the Azure cloud to be added to your domain. So here the domain is cdvcontoso.com. You enter the organizational unit in this format, where OU equals corp, comma CN equals CDV Contoso, comma CN equals comp. Then you add the service account name, like corpserveaccount@cdvcontoso.com, and your password, and then click Complete. Once this information is complete, you can upload the template image to be used for hosting remote apps in this service. And now, to link the remote app template image, you can either upload a new image or link to an existing one. Here, let's choose to upload a new image, give it a template image name, say this is the company's new accounting app, and click Next. A PowerShell script is automatically configured that can be downloaded locally for you to run. So again, you select the image and it gets uploaded, and then you click to download the script. At this point, you want to copy this command, which will be run in a PowerShell command window that's been run as an administrator. So here you see that I'm in the directory where I saved the script. I won't copy or type this in directly. I'll just paste it in. This brings up a window where I can select the VHD image file that I want to use for the upload. Now, when I click Open, the image is checked and verified, and if everything's okay, it's uploaded. It takes a little while for the image to upload, so let's go to an existing collection that already has the image uploaded. You can see here on the dashboard that this is the corporate image. Here's the virtual network, and here's the network type. And notice here that the domain name, organizational unit, and service account name have all been added. Again, the service account name enables the server to be joined back to the domain, so remember that this account needs permissions to join a server to the domain. Let's go back to the Quick Start menu. And now, just like in the cloud deployment, you still need to publish remote app programs, configure user access, and share the URL. For publishing remote app programs, notice here the programs that are available. Go ahead and select a program and click Complete. And now the program is being published to the system. After the program is published, you can configure user access. To do this, just put in a username, and the user is verified with this checkbox. After the hybrid deployment collection has been installed, you need to send the client URL to users. So here's the client URL, and users can just click through to download and install the client for the appropriate application. This client has already been downloaded, so if you review the hybrid deployment here, you can see a VPN back to the on-premises network for accessing its resources and data. Moving to the client, you can see that I'm already logged on using my domain credentials. Let's go ahead and launch Excel. This example is for a bike manufacturer, and at this point I'm on my local desktop in the shop and I'm using Excel to access SQL Server on the back end. I can select and sort by different bike features like price, color, or weight in the database. So let's say that I'm sorting by size 44 and I've made all the changes I want. What happens now if I take this same Excel information and view it in a different client? Let's take a look at that. So remember that I started in the shop on my Windows desktop and made some changes there. Now I'm in the field and I have my iPad. So first, let's review installing the client. Here's the web page for the client, and as I mentioned earlier, the redirect is sent to the appropriate client for the device being used. So, as expected, we're sent to the store to download the Microsoft Remote Desktop client. Taking a look here, you can see that I've already installed the client on this device, and I'm logged on with my domain credentials. Let's open up Excel again, along with the very same file I was editing on my desktop, only now it's on my iPad. Notice the experience is exactly the same. I can bring up a keyboard or a task-oriented bar to make changes. Here's the Start menu. Here are all the applications that are available in this environment. Here's the Task Switcher, displaying any active applications in the client. Now, let's go back to Excel. I can make changes, show the client the information that I want, and even go back and clear it out. Again, doing this on the iPad is exactly the same as on the Windows desktop, because there's excellent consistency between devices. I've accessed the same application and the same data in the same way on two different devices. And with that, you know the ins and outs of a hybrid deployment of Azure Remote App, which lets you access on-premises data and resources over a VPN from different clients. Thanks for watching.